95 BFM News election coverage 2020. Housing.
As you might have heard from the wires in the past 3 days, we will be talking about one major issue for the next 6 weeks in the run-up to the election. And this week is housing. I spoke to Labour's Wellington Central MP Graham Robertson this morning about the party's housing policies, and I first asked what he thinks of his party's housing policies in the past 3 years.
Well, obviously we inherited the end part of a housing crisis, and that was significant at almost every level of the housing market, from the rental housing area, homelessness, all the way through to the ability of first-time buyers to get into homes. And I think we've made good progress. It's not to say that there isn't more to do, because there obviously is, but if we just take public housing, state housing, you know, we've got an increase of about 5,000 houses over the time we've been in government, and around 4,000 of those were new builds. That's the fastest rate of building public housing since the 1970s. We've lifted the number of transitional houses for people who are moving out of homelessness and into more stable housing to over 3,000, and we've committed to building another 8,000 new houses as part of Budget 2020. So, you know, I feel we're making good progress. There are things that we've tried that have been different. They haven't all come off, but overall I'm very proud of what we've done.
I was at the Labour Party launch over the weekend, and that's only a job announcement, and frankly, I kind of expected a little bit more. So why only stuck with a jobs announcement at the party launch instead of a housing policy?
Oh, well, I think, you know, jobs are incredibly important at the moment. We're in an environment where we all know that unemployment is going to rise, that we're seeing increasing numbers of people losing their jobs and relying on the income support system. So I don't think it should be any surprise that we focused on that. In terms of housing, you know, we've made housing announcements within the recent days, including the ramping up of that progressive home ownership initiative to support people into that first home. So, you know, there'll be further conversations about housing, but it's been a critical part of our work and continues to be so.
When you say about progressive home ownership scheme, the Green Party, well, said they would also do that, and they would also clear the social housing waiting list within the next 5 years. So what do you think of this?
Well, look, we very much want to do that. The issue with the social house waiting list is that under the previous government, they effectively arbitrarily removed people from it by changing the criteria. We've essentially said we do need to know who is on the waiting list and who really does need housing. So we're going to move as quickly as we possibly can. As I said, we're talking about an additional 8,000 houses being built over this period, and we'd like to see that number on the waiting list come down as quickly as it possibly can.
So I kind of want to go back on the past 3 years, especially on some Labour's key election promises for last election on housing, especially for Kiwi Build. Are you satisfied on how it came along during the time you were in government?
Well, we've been very clear that we haven't been satisfied with it, and both the Prime Minister and Megan Woods have talked about that a lot lately. It was trying to do something different. It was a policy conceived at a time when the housing market was in a particular place. By the time it came to be implemented, the housing market had moved on a little bit. There were some elements around the design that needed to be tweaked, and we've made those tweaks. And it's still more affordable houses being built than we had seen in the previous period of time, but clearly not at the levels we'd originally hoped. So we've made those policy shifts, including using some of it around some of the funding around the Progressive Home Ownership Scheme, but also tweaking the way in which we interact with developers to ensure that the houses get built. So we'll keep doing that. But as I say, if you look across the overall housing portfolio, we're building more houses than any other government has since the 1970s, and I think that's something to be proud of.
So are you saying the Kiwi Build scheme would be continued and would it be expanded?
Well, the Kiwi Build scheme is very much part of our thinking, but as I say, we're beginning to tweak it a little with things like progressive home ownership. There's a very large amount of capital that was put aside for Kiwi Build in our first budget, and so there's no need at this stage to expand the program per se, but it continues to be part of our mix of policy.
The party also promised 3 years ago that it wouldn't sell off any state houses, but recently a report by Stuff has said 146 of them has been sold off. So what exactly happened with that?
Yeah, so what that represents is a very small number relative to the situation that had been existing under the previous government. The previous government actually had a policy of selling off state houses and a program to do that, and sold off many thousands of state homes. What we have done is, in some cases, sold houses to the tenants, which is part of the schemes that all governments have looked to do for some people who can put themselves in that position, and others that were either just inappropriate for the housing stock. It represents a very small portion of the more than 60,000 state houses that we have, and represents merely the shifting around of some of the resources and assets. What we have stopped is the program to sell off state houses, and we stepped in with Invercargill and in Christchurch and in Tauranga and other places around New Zealand where those plans were in place. So we definitely have kept to that promise.
Apart from the progressive homeownership scheme, could we see any more housing policy in the future?
Oh, look, we'll always look to do that. I mean, that's obviously a flagship policy for this particular election, is the further development of that. We've already announced further investment into transitional housing and the programs we've got to fight and eradicate homelessness. So they're the key elements of our policy, but a full and comprehensive housing policy will be released before the election.
Would it be as ambitious as 3 years ago, such as building 100,000 homes in 10 years?
I don't think you'll see that kind of number, but obviously people will know that we've got plans to build as many houses as we possibly can over this term, both in terms of the public and state housing, but also supporting the building of affordable homes.
Could a capital gains tax be in the mix as well?
No, it won't be, and the Prime Minister's been very clear about that, that having, as a party, put that to the electorate two times and then a third time via the tax working group, she said that we won't be proposing that. On the demand side of things, we've obviously been able to extend the bright line test out to 5 years and also the ban on foreign buyers, and that's had some impact, but no, there won't be a capital gains tax.
95 BFM News election coverage 2020. Housing.
Labour MP Grant Robertson.